Well, it's been a tough several weeks for kids and their teachers and their mentors, and that extends to what goes on at A Beautiful Me and The Closet, their store in downtown Port Huron. Joining us right now to talk about what they've been doing there is Karen Pelka from A Beautiful Me. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This is a great group of girls, a network of girls around Southeast Michigan that all get together and help build each other up, and now they don't get to be together. What do you do?
Right, just similar to what us adults are trying to do. How do you manage this social distancing and not even getting out of your homes? We're reinventing, being innovative. We are working with some of our teams through Zoom, which a lot of people are using nowadays for virtual meetings. And we are creating a program. Actually, they're in the midst of helping us develop the program as they do the program. And right now we're working on personal mission statements. You know, companies have mission statements, but we're working with them on a personal mission statement. And it's pretty exciting.
What a neat idea. This whole experience has forced everybody, I think, to be innovative and to find new ways of doing what we've done for a long time.
Absolutely. Actually, one of our girls, she has a health condition with her autoimmune disease, and she can't even go outside without wearing a mask. And she doesn't have any problems right now, but it's just to protect her because she's so susceptible. So this opportunity to do this with her, I'm watching it, just her thrive in it. You know, she wants to be an attorney. She wants to stand for fairness. And it's really exciting to be able to still stay connected with our young people because we miss them. And we're just having to wait to see when we can see them in person again.
Yeah, it'll be a while, but I know everybody's looking forward to that day when we can all get together again. This really, you've been able to kind of extend what you do, though, out into the community. You've teamed up with the Blue Water Recovery and Outreach Center for the Gratitude Challenge, which is a pretty neat thing.
Yes, I believe that, you know, we can simmer in anything, whether it be the good or the bad, and I'd rather simmer in good because it just it continues to spiral down. So the gratitude challenge is a really simple process in that you take a picture of something you're grateful for and you post it with the hashtag gratitude challenge. And I just find even other businesses are encouraging now their employees to do it, and really it's just about somebody's got to say let's start this, let's put we both put a little bit of our own money, got a banner up on Michigan Mutual, and BW Rock has donated a billboard that's going to be going up, and just trying to get that word out. Hey, what are you grateful for? Because sometimes it's just water, you know, we don't even think about these things. So
well, how about you? What are you grateful for?
You know, I start all of our workshops with gratitude. That's part of what our culture is. And I say a similar thing, but it varies all the time. But, you know, when I've been overseas, I'm grateful for sheets on my bed. And this morning I was thinking about the pillow and the pillowcase. You know, these things that if we didn't have them, you know, we don't realize some of the little simple things that are around us. And I think that I'm also grateful for silly things like high heel shoes and that I haven't been wearing lately because there's no need to go out.
Right.
So I think that, of course, the obvious of I'm grateful for my faith and my family and my friends, but I want people to really think of silly things that they might change their, you know, their mindset even at looking at. Could you imagine not having a box of tissues, you know, and having to go back to, you know, we might have to go back to a handkerchief.
We may have to at some point. Absolutely. toilet paper is something we were all taking for granted until a couple of weeks ago. So
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
No doubt. Well, Karen, how are your girls dealing with all this? I mean, this is a scary time for kids and adults. How are the girls with Beautiful Me dealing with what's going on in the world right now?
Well, that's an interesting question because I had someone ask me to consider asking the girls to journal. And so I asked them if they were journaling, and some of them are and some of them are not. But I said, okay, describe an emotion that you're feeling right now. And I was really surprised that it wasn't as positive as I thought.
Yeah.
You know, I actually have a list here, not knowing you'd ask me that question, because I want it to be my front of mind awareness. They're annoyed, they're angry, they're fearful, they're stressed, they're upset that some of their personal things were canceled that they, you know, practice for either a play or a musical. They're scared. They hate this mask that they have to wear for those that have to wear the masks for their own safety. And and then I was trying to explain to them the gratitude challenge so that they would also start to participate in it. But they are, when someone is truthful with you like that, they trust you. And I'm just so grateful, again, that we have this group of girls that we can work with that trust us, that are vulnerable with us, and maybe we can help them along the way a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. If people want to participate in the Gratitude Challenge, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, it's real simple. So just take a picture of yourself with a sign, maybe, because maybe your picture won't say it. Take a picture of something you are grateful for and post it wherever your social media might be and tag it with the hashtag Gratitude Challenge. And if you choose to share it with us or tag Patrick Patterson or myself, and that would be great, too. That way we kind of know what else other people are saying. But it's real simple. They don't have to do it that way. Just hashtag Gratitude Challenge.
Great idea. Sounds good. Hey, Karen, nice talking to you. I appreciate your time this morning. Good luck in these weeks ahead. These are not easy times, but I'm glad that you're able to stay connected with everybody.
Yeah, we're going to make it through, and we're going to be stronger.
Yeah,
good.
We are.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.